Hey guys, I'm Coach Michael Burt, the Super Coach, coming to you live from the Greatness Factory where we're having Monster Producer tonight. Every week, I come into your life really to do three things. Multiply your life, multiply your money, multiply your business. You can watch it live on Facebook. You can watch it on my YouTube channel after I've done it. You can watch it on iTunes, Stitcher Republic, Podcast Republic, Google Play, anywhere that good podcasts are found. And today I'm talking about what's your block, i.e., what is blocking you personally that is keeping you from going from point A to point B? We're going to get into, is it your knowledge? Is it your skill? Is it your desire? Is it your confidence? Is it consideration that you've got? What is it, your amateur thoughts? What is keeping you from turning pro and going big time? You're watching Super Coach, and I'm Coach Michael Burt. Today we're covering what's your block.
Everybody needs a coach in life. Coaching businesses and entrepreneurs like you to spike an additional 40% to your bottom line. Michael Burt is a multi-championship coach, best-selling author, trainer, motivator, and all-around super coach. Now, from the Greatness Factory Studios, this is Super Coach.
Hey guys, welcome to Super Coach. Every week, multiplying life, money, and business. Coming to you live from the Greatness Factory today, where we're hosting a big Monster Producer event tonight. Every the first Thursday of every night, the first Friday of every month, I come to you live from the Greatness Factory. We're hosting a big party for Ronnie Martin after he wins City Councilman tonight. We fight for old Ronnie because Ronnie's fighting for us. What's up, everybody? Blake Duncan, Jason Palmer, David Stegg, Josh Shaw, D. Richard Hodges. How you guys doing today? Listen, I'm coaching about 600 to 1,000 people a month. And one of the biggest things I see every month is there's something that is blocking a person from taking action. You see, you can understand something from a knowledge standpoint. You can understand something from up here, but there's something that's keeping you from doing something. There's a block. This morning I was coaching the Weikert Real Estate Group, and many of those people said, here's my block. It's time management. I don't know what to say. I'm afraid of failing. I'm afraid of doing this. So I want to show you today, there's really just a few places that could be blocking you from going out and doing really what you need to do in the world, because you may know what to do. I don't think that there's a person that doesn't know what to do. There's not a shortage of information. Anything you want to learn, you can study on YouTube, you can read books, you can go to seminars. Listen, I teach people every single month how to make more money, how to work a selling system, how to follow up like a professional, how to extract referrals, how to take an idea and make millions of dollars with it. Every month we're teaching people how to do it, but a small percentage of those people actually go and do it. So when I'm looking at what's causing the block, here's what I wrote down. You don't know what to do, and that is a legitimate thing. What's up, Joe Woods? You don't know what to do. Matt Leith, that's a legitimate thing. A lot of people don't know what to do, but somebody does. There's somebody out there right now performing at a 10 times level bigger than you that knows what to do. If you want to write a book, there's people that can help you write a book. If you want to start a business, there's people that can help you start a business. If you want to learn how to sell, there's places you can go to learn how to sell. You want to be great, you come to the Greatness Factory and get involved in Monster Producer. There's so much information out there when you want to learn something. So there's not a lack of information. So if you say, look, I just don't know. I don't know what to do, Coach Burt. That, to me, is a lazy man's excuse, because you can learn what to do. It shows me you don't have a curiosity about it. It shows me you don't have an intensity about you. Number two is you won't do it. You know what to do, but you won't do it. I used to have this saying as a women's basketball coach, either you don't know how to do what I'm asking you to do, or you don't want to do it. One is an attitude problem, one's a skill problem. Either you don't know, what's up, Lily Munoz? Either you don't know what to do, or you just don't want to do it. One is an attitude problem, one is a skill problem. Okay, third thing is you can't do what I'm asking you to do. Sometimes I ask people to do things they don't think they can do. They don't believe they can do. Christine Sawyers, they don't believe they can dig in. They don't believe they can do it. So either you don't know what to do, you won't do what you're supposed to do, you can't do it, or here's the fourth one, you don't care. You just don't care out there in the world. Dre Curtis, people just don't care. I can't tell you how much apathy I see every day in the world. I'm talking pure apathy. I'm talking people get up, show up, go through the motions. There's no part of them that is striving or pushing toward greatness. So when I'm diagnosed, and this is called execution gap, some of you lost your fire. You lost your mojo. You lost your energy. You lost your drive. You lost your get up and go. You lost your, you're just kind of just going through the motions. Now, this is called an execution gap. An execution gap is knowing between what I know to do versus what I actually do. This is what I know to do. This is what I actually do, okay? So what I start doing is I start diagnosing your missing structures. Is it a knowledge problem? Is it a skill problem? Is it a confidence problem? Or is it a desire? Knowledge, skill, desire, or confidence? Those are the four areas I'm looking. Is it a knowledge problem? You don't know what to do. Is it a skill problem? You don't know how to do it. Is it a desire problem? You won't do the work, okay? Or is it a confidence problem? You just don't believe in yourself. So let me ask you this question. What good is it to have knowledge with no desire? Or desire with no skill? Or skill with no confidence? See, this is the whole person. So when you're thinking about your block, I want you thinking, I'm scared. I'm afraid. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if I'll do it. All of these are fear. Fear is just an emotion. That emotion can be changed by certainty. The way you bring a high level of certainty to the equation is you create things that other people want and will pay for. And you do the work, the hours and hours of doing the work. So I want you to think right now, if you're watching this show, what's up, Phil Griffin? I want you thinking right now, what's your block? We've all got a block in a certain area. We've all got something blocking us, some internal hesitation, which is what I'm going to talk about in the next segment. Your block is a consideration, and a consideration is some type of internal hesitation, internal hesitancy. It has nothing to do with an external force. It's got everything to do with you. We come back in a second round of Super Coach. I'm going to show you that your block is just a consideration that's coming from your past. You're watching Super Coach, and I'm Coach Michael Burt. I got to unblock you, man. I got to unblock you. Come on back in Super Coach.
Michael Burt is a multi-championship coach, best-selling author, trainer, motivator, and all-around Super Coach.
Hey, guys, I'm Coach Michael Burt, the Super Coach. Imagine 3 days with me in New York City, the person of interest capital in the world at an intensive person of interest advanced camp. You know, several years ago, I wrote the book Person of Interest about how you drive your status, how you get compensated at the highest levels, how you really go to work on the 6 or 7 ingredients that you need to be the number one person in your space. This concept keeps coming up as one of the biggest concepts we have ever created. What I'd like to do is spend time with 5 people, help them find what makes them unique, help them package what makes them unique, help them sell what makes them unique. So join me in New York City. We're going to fly on a Hawker 900 private aircraft. Me, you, my wife, you and one other person can go with us. We're going to New York City the morning of October 8th. We're going to spend the 8th, 9th, and 10th working on your person of interest score. Not only that, we're going to do things people of interest do. We're going to go to cool places. We're going to do interesting things. We're going to get coached by my media coaches in New York City. You're going to get to see me do an event for some of the top owners and brokers of RE/MAX in the country while we're there. So take action. Advanced Person of Interest Camp. If you know that you have more value than what you're being compensated for, if you have a burning desire to be the go-to player in your space, if you want to be number 1 versus number 10 or 4, let me help you package and sell your services in New York City. $15,000. Person of Interest, Advanced Camp, fly with me, spend 3 days with me, and when you walk out of there, you're going to know how to get compensated at the highest levels possible. The Person of Interest, Advanced Camp in New York City includes your airfare, your lodging for 3 days, your food, your training and coaching, everything we do while you're in New York City as part of this experience, all inclusive with me. Person of Interest Camp, October 8th through the 10th. Fly with me to New York City.
Michael Burt is a multi-championship coach, best-selling author, trainer, motivator, and all-around super coach.
Hey, welcome back, Super Coach. Sorry for that technical interruption right there. Come on, Comcast. Call over to the Greatness Factory right now. Talk to Eric White. Sign your whole dang team up for coaching, for the love of God. Sign your whole company up for coaching. I bet I can get a bunch of amens. What's up, Coach Ken Toff, Julie Arnold, Tony Capullo? I bet I could get 1,000 likes. right now, urging Comcast to call over to the Greatness Factory and sign their whole company up. Guys, here's what you block, man. This is perfect for the show. What you block? Everybody's got a block. Lee Kintoff was talking to me about this. Everybody's got a block. She's doing some coaching for us. She's talking to people out there in the world. Here's what she said. All these people have a mental block. It ain't that they can't do it. So here's what I want to ask you. You either don't know what to do, you won't do it, you can't do it, or you don't care, or you lost your fire and passion. We got to get it back. Go see the fine folks over at Hotze Health and Wellness Center. Get your testosterone right. Get your estrogen right. Get your thyroid right, right? That's what I've been doing. Going to Houston, getting my fire going. Telling you what, I am on fire too. Hotze Health and Wellness Center, they'll take good care of you. Tell them an old coach sent you. Tell them, Bradley, tell them old coach sent you down to Hotze Health and Wellness. Think that Bradley's low on testosterone, eh? We're going to get him working at Billion Dollar Camp, though. What's up, Blake Duncan? So here's what we're talking about today. What's your block, man? Everybody's got a mental block. There's something holding them back. There's an execution gap. The difference between an amateur and a professional, Karen Love, is the amateur talks and the professional does. An amateur talks about what they're going to do in their business. They talk about how they're going to do it. There's all these variables going on out there in the world about how they're going to do it. The professional shows up, grows up, delivers, okay? So here's what I want you to know. The block that you're experiencing right now is a consideration or hesitation, okay? The block is a consideration, okay? Andrew, Luzmila, Sanchez, the block, Ken, is a consideration or hesitation that you have, and it is related to something that has to do in your past. A consideration is a hesitation. Between stimulus and response is a space, and in that space lies your ability to choose your response. It is the ability to take thought and turn it into action. Some people have high prey drive. They see something optically. They visually, they go tackle it, man. They don't care if they fail. They don't care if they get rejected. Some will, some won't. So what? They go get it. So for you, you got to start asking yourself, what's the block? I was coaching a real estate agent this morning. I'm going around the room. What's your block? What's your block? What's your block? Well, I'm afraid to call people. What's up, Tom Love? I'm afraid to call on people. They don't have an explanation of service. I'm afraid. I don't know who to call. They don't have a network. I don't know how to follow up. They don't have a great follow up. They don't know how to ask for referrals. These are all mental blocks, man. They're all internal considerations. So an internal consideration is some internal thought that you have that has nothing to do with the reality. It's a decision you've made. Let me give you an example. Well, if I call them back, James Harper, I'll be pestering them. If somebody else owns the business, I'll never be able to dominate the market. I'll never be a millionaire or multimillionaire. That's for somebody else. I'll never be able to start a successful business. These are considerations, internal thoughts that prohibit external action. Come on, hit the like button, Dale Childress. That's a good one. Internal hesitations that stop me from taking forward, okay? So where do these come from? They come from your past. They come from your failures. They come from the good opinion of other people. Listen, when you study, Dusty Wilkerson, when you study self-actualized people are independent of the good opinion of other people. That means they have moved past what other people think about them. They know that the bigger they get, the more they impact, the more they do, they know the more the resistance they're going to get. It's just that simple. They know they're going to get resistance. So when you're asking yourself, man, what's blocking me? Some people don't know. I got a kid that I'm working with right now. He just don't know what to do, man. He's got a good little business model. He's a good kid, but he just don't know what to do. That's his block. But his block is scarcity. Some people's block is spending money. They don't understand the difference between cost and value. Some people's block is I'm afraid. What if it don't work? What if I won't do it? I tried this before and it didn't work. There's all these hesitations that a person has that really cost them a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money. Here's another big block. I'm already pretty good. You know, I learned this when I was a basketball coach. 9 out of 10 coaches will never win a championship. But they'll never sit down with the coach who has won a championship to tell them what to do. And if they do, they won't go do what the coach told them to do. I remember Dan Sullivan saying this once. He was coaching $100,000 people in one room, $1 million people in the other room. And the people in the $100,000 room said, what's the difference between us and the people in the $1 million room? And Sullivan said, oh, that's easy. When I tell those people to go do something, they do it. And when I tell you to do it, you give me 10 reasons about why it won't work. I was talking to a kid the other day that owned a boxing deal, 78, 80 members, small number. I'm sitting there saying, man, we help people grow 3, 4, 5 times the amount. He's just lukewarm. I'm like, man, do you want to grow or not? Let's just not even continue this conversation if you don't want to grow. I just got off the phone with an accounting firm, maybe the worst explanation of service I ever heard. I said, man, I'm looking for a great tax strategist that can help me keep more profit. And he kind of fumbles around and struggled around with, oh, what do we do? Well, I don't know if we can really help you. I don't know what we do. I'm like, what the hell do you do down there? Are you a tax strategist or not? What do you do down there? You should help people keep more money, genius. So when you're thinking about this, they have a block. What was this person's block I just talked to? He didn't have a good explanation of service. You know what it cost him? It cost him a client. So for you, you got to get clear, guys, about what's blocking you. Lee Kintoff said, some don't believe in their own worth and value, therefore nobody else will. Listen, the first sale you got to make every day to Coach Kintoff's concept is to your own self. This morning when I woke up, here's what I said. I'm going to get dressed up. I'm going to paint up, spray up, pretty up, cut my hair, shave, put a nice suit on. Put my Ferragamas on. Jack, you know how much them shoes cost? Imported in from Europe. They help me walk with a little extra swag. They ain't even comfortable. You wear good-looking shoes, they ain't even comfortable, E. Do you know that? So expensive, they ain't comfortable. But you still wear them because they look good. Because it makes you feel like $1 million, okay? You go into work feeling like $25. What are you going to produce today? The guy who I just talked to on the phone, what kind of sale is he going to make? What, he don't even believe it? I'm like, man, it don't seem like you're very sure of yourself here. He just started laughing. I'm like, man, this is not the way to get a client. Okay? So when you're thinking about this, I look at people and I go, that's a block for that person. That person's cheap. That person won't spend any money. That person won't invest in themselves. That person don't want to grow. That person's got too much pride. That person's got too much laziness. That person's got goose off. These are all mental blocks that keep a person from playing at a much higher level. What you got to ask yourself is, what's yours? What's your mental block? There's nothing, no thing stopping you from being the number one person in the world. There's nothing stopping you from being on a big stage. There's nothing stopping you from being the best at what it is you do. It's not reserved for somebody else, guys. That's an internal consideration. When I come back in the final segment, here's what I'm going to talk about. The block and laziness. I'm going to talk about a rhythm. I'm going to talk about the excuses I hear every single week. And I'm going to talk about stagnation. And I'm going to say it like this. Never let another person stand between you and your destiny. Right, Pastor Ken? Never let another person stand between you and your destiny. That's what too many people do every single day. You got to get it back by removing the block. You're watching Super Coach. I got one more segment. Come on back with me. Simple question. Do you show up with batteries included, or do you have to be wound up like a little doll? See, I like people who show up ready to go. You don't have to motivate them. You don't have to psych them up. You don't have to spend all your time trying to get them to another level. They show up prepared. They show up ready to go to work, ready to tackle an objective, ready to go get something, ready to follow up, ready to make something happen. So you got to ask yourself, do you come with batteries included or not? Welcome back to Super Coach. I'm live, right, Jack? What's up, Karen Jones? Love, Pastor Ken, Cameron Bailey. What's your block, Cameron? Alex Bryan, what's your block? Put your block in there, guys. Listen, there's something blocking you, man. I'm telling you, I see it every single day. I can see it so clearly with the person. This one, it's knowledge, skill, desire, confidence, likability, deep networks. Biggest block I see for a lot of people is their inability to commit, their inability to see something through to its logical conclusion. I guarantee I can get an amen from Mike Hardwick on this one. When we're talking about what's your block, most people are interested in cotton candy. They're not interested in mastery. Okay, there's a great book out there by Eugene Peterson, former pastor. He wrote a book called Long Obedience in the Same Direction. If you're a Christian, you got to pick it up. Long obedience in the same direction. And he breaks down the Psalms. And I'm reading the Psalm about work. And he breaks down in the Bible, the very first thing God did is God created. Right out of Genesis, man. God woke up and created. Let's go. Heavens and earth, 6 days of work. Most people want to work 2 days and take 4 days off. Work the 6 days and then take a day off after you've actually done something. So my point is, a lot of people's block is it'll be too hard. It'll take too long. It'll cost too much. Somebody else owns the market. I'll never be able to do it. And the more I spend time with our top producers around the country, you know, it's like me when I purchased an airplane. People didn't think you could do it. All the advice I got is don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Okay? Here's the deal. They don't even know. The block is listening to other people who don't know what they're talking about. That's one block for people, getting advice from people who are underperforming. Never take advice or counsel from people that are operating at a lower level than you. That's a block. Well, I listened to my cousin who's doing 2 real estate deals a year. He told me I shouldn't do it. Or I listened to this person and said, oh, that's expensive. Okay, these are blocks, right, Mike? These are blocks that people have, Chris Cannon, where it is stopping and prohibiting people. Well, it'll cost too much money. They don't understand the difference between cost and worth. So one block that I want to share with you is a block of laziness. Listen, we become static people. We become lazy. Lazy in our thoughts, cheap in our thoughts, lazy in our actions. So what I would tell you is you need to read the book Turning Pro by Stephen Pressfield. And then he wrote the book Do the Work, because here's what he said. He was an amateur for a long time. He would tell you this. He's the guy who wrote the book, Bagger Vance, that was turned into a movie. And he would tell you that he was an amateur for a long time. He was an amateur. Amateur in his thoughts, amateur in his actions. And then one day he said, I'm going to sit down and do the work. So when you're thinking about this, I want you to think about the difference between amateur and a professional. The amateur talks about it. That's a block. Professional doesn't. Amateurs listen to their feelings. Professionals play through their feelings. Okay, I want to talk to you about rhythm and routine. This morning I was talking about my routine. Up at 5:30, at the gym at 6:15, see my family from 7 to 8, at the office at 8:30 to train. One of those real estate agents in the room was like, whoa, Lord, 5:30 in the morning. Listen, go to bed. Go to bed earlier. Get up earlier. Get your day started right. There's a rhythm. Right, Lily? There's a rhythm. Okay, the professionals say, look, I may not feel like it today, but I'm going to fight through it. I may not feel like it, but I'm going to fight through it. I know I want to prospect, but I'm going to prospect because I sure do like that money when I get it. I sure do like living a little bit better life. I sure do like not being worried about where we're going to eat dinner this weekend. So what do? I fight through my feelings. So when you think of excuse, think self-proclaimed opt-out clause. You could do it. You're capable of doing it, but for some reason you're not doing it. And then you find some reason to blame it on somebody else. Well, what you're doing is you're allowing another person to stand between you and your destiny. One of my favorite sayings is this one. Never allow another person to stand between you and your destiny. Create something valuable that other people want. So I hope today's show was valuable for you, because sometimes it's not professional. It's not you're lacking skill. It's you're lacking confidence. And you're too caught up in the good opinion of other people. And you're just not taking the actions you need to. You're not, in essence, doing the work. Therefore, you got the blocks. Guys, every single week I come into your life, multiply life, money, business. Thank you to my proud sponsors, Hotze Health and Wellness in Houston, Texas, for sponsoring the show. Listen, get your body right, get your mind right, get everything right. I look forward to seeing you in Monster Producer this month. Get to the Greatness Factory and get coached up with other 400 to 600 people, and let's play at a much higher frequency. I'm Coach Michael Burt. You know what I believe? I believe everybody needs a good coach in life. Hey guys, I'm Coach Michael Burt, the Super Coach, and I've spent the last 25 years of my life coaching people around the world, really to get an elevation in their careers and in their life through very specific structures. First as a women's championship basketball coach, and now as a business coach to some of the top entrepreneurs, sales professionals, and solopreneurs in the world. One new product we added to our equation this year was a retreat in Seaside, Florida. We purchased a house down in Seaside, Florida. We named Sebatical. And we believe in retreating to attack. So we go down to Seaside once a month and we spend 3 days with like-minded people on their business about how to get a lift in their sales and in their structure and in their process. And then we give those retreats a theme. Well, this fall, we're doing a very specific retreat for owners and founders of companies. If you founded or created a company from scratch, just like I did, you have unique problems. You have unique complexities. You have employee issues and sales issues and organizational issues and follow-up issues, customer service issues. And so this fall in November, we're going down to Seaside to do nothing but the Founders Retreat, November 15th through the 18th. It's going to be an incredible retreat. Only business owners, solopreneurs are people that started and are trying to grow their business. So I encourage you, come down to Seaside with me. Get acclimated with our coaching program. If you're not ready for the big coaching program, or if you're in the program, go to Seaside and get intimate coaching. We do formalized sessions in the morning. We do one-to-one in the afternoon. Go to coachburt.com/retreats. We have limited availability for each of these retreats because the house has 7 bedrooms. Every bedroom has its own bathroom. We get to spend great time together at dinner and over coaching sessions. So go to coachburt.com/retreats and sign up for the Founders Retreat in November.